When Silicon Valley was in its hour of need, the internet responded with snarky memes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. During the chaos last weekend after Silicon Valley Bank was taken over by federal regulators, but before they guaranteed customers access to their deposits, there was panic in the tech world and pleas for the government to step in and help thousands of businesses that could have been crushed. But cries of victimhood from the tech sector, well, they were often met by the internet's smallest violin, and the government's actions to stabilize the situation, sometimes derided as a billionaire bailout for privileged tech bros. So we called up an insider who is definitely not a tech bro to talk about Silicon Valley's image problem. Sarah Kunst is a general partner at the venture capital firm Clio Capital.
There are a lot of people who have understandably strong opinions about Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or Jason Calacanis, because these people are out there sort of trying to get the biggest audience possible, doing things that seem to be mainly focused on enriching maybe themselves versus making the world a better place always. And so, you know, very divisive, very public figures are often sort of the tip of the spear for any specific industry. But there's a long tail of venture capital investors that people don't think about or don't know. And candidly, you know, a lot of people would like if they got to know them.
And yet, as we've talked about many times on this show, and you have research to back up, it is probably pretty fair to say that the VC ecosystem and the tech industry at large does have a real diversity problem, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I recently did research with Harvard Business School professor Paul Gompers, and it showed that, you know, the diversity in venture capital in terms of who actually has capital to deploy is even worse than we thought, right? So about 62% of all capital is controlled, you know, by white men. Less than barely 1% is controlled by Black people. Of that 1%, you know, 99% of that 1% is controlled by Black men. You know, 0.03% of that is controlled by Black women. And so it's just one of those things where there's this stunning inequality. You know, globally, we have a problem about how deeply inequitable money management distribution is. And certainly venture capital is a part of that problem.
So do you think that that slow rate of change in the industry contributed to the kind of public relations challenges that became apparent over the last week?
I mean, I think that tech has had for a long time a very specific image. You know, it's sort of boy wonder, boy genius, older boy wonder in the Elon Musk model. And we see this everywhere from sort of, you know, who is lionized in the press to who has, you know, TV shows about them, all of that. You know, the only real example of a woman founder that a lot of people are familiar with would be somebody like a Elizabeth Holmes, right? And that's a totally different story. And so, you know, and even then, right, you're talking about a conventionally attractive, you know, young white woman who went to Stanford. And so, you know, I think that expanding that aperture and saying, what do founders actually look like? And that's on both sides, right? Not only is it looking at who are we lionizing, but it's also looking at who are we just platforming, period, right? Mm-hmm. And so even when you're outrage sharing, I can't believe this tech bro did this thing, you're still giving them more oxygen. And it's like a fire, you know, don't do that if you don't like it. Focus on, you know, the inspirational, amazing founders and investors that, you know, you are excited about, who you know, are more diverse, and amplify those voices. And that helps even it out.
Yeah, I started to see at a certain point last weekend, you know, a lot more circulation of stories of founders who, you know, maybe didn't fit that kind of stereotypical tech bro mode that I think a lot of people were thinking of. And then people piling on top of that saying, well, that those are just outliers. You know, Silicon Valley does have a real problem and we are talking about tech bros here. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you, because I feel like you can really speak to both things can be true at once.
Absolutely. And I think both things are true at once. And I think it's really dangerous to sort of say, you know, oh, tech people only look one way, right? Because that's also sort of an erasure of the people, you know, like me, like many of my colleagues. And are there enough of us? Absolutely not. Is it a massive problem? Yes, it is. But erasing those of us who are here doesn't help either, right? And so the reality is, you look at the numbers, you look at the data, and you say, this isn't good, this is bad. And then you also turn around and say, you know, but here are the people who are here, and how do we, you know, get more of them? And the good news is that getting more of them isn't that hard. It just means that you need to go out and, you know, decide where you're going to send your investment dollars, which fund managers you're going to back. You know, even the products you buy, right? Are you buying products, you know, from women, from people of color, because those that revenue, you know, gives them the leverage to then go back and continue to raise more money.
So could this whole SVB mess and kind of the fallout from it change things for better or worse?
You know, I hope that it changes things for better. In the short term, that's probably unlikely. You know, whenever there's economic dislocation, disruption, in general, what you'll see is that people sort of retreat to safety and what they know. And unfortunately, for a lot of these investors and a lot of these founders, you know, backing and hiring and investing in, you know, women and people of color is not what they know. But I think that the attention of this moment can certainly be leveraged and utilized for good.
Sarah Kunst is a general partner at the venture capital firm Clio Capital. And we've got that research Sarah Kunst collaborated on with Harvard business professor Paul Gompers about who's making decisions about venture capital dollars. It's at our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.